This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Download a free audiobook of your choice today at audiblepodcast.com/lost. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
Great. Outstanding.
Yeah? Well, actually, it's a belated, but a happy Easter, everybody.
Yes. I hope everyone had a happy, found all their eggs and whatever you do on Easter.
Well, I got Cadbury eggs, so I'm happy. It's my favorite candy all the time.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I had jelly beans. I love jelly beans. Not the fancy ones. I like the old-fashioned jelly beans.
What's a fancy jelly bean?
You know, the different flavored jelly beans. You know, the...
Okay.
Just give me the basic jelly bean.
Hopefully everybody's doing good. We have our last, I guess, normal Lost Podcast episode for about 4 weeks.
Well, we're planning on doing one once a week.
Yeah, I think like a Monday show.
Yeah. But no Thursday night.
No Thursday night, no.
You can take your shower now.
Shut up. But yeah, we're going to our little four-week hiatus here. But this is our last one, kind of recap.
How will we
looking
survive?
Back on some the previous episode, which was?
Kevin Johnson. Meet Kevin Johnson. Or meet the parents.
But yeah, so there's a lot of last interview stuff we're getting into, a lot of phone calls we need to get into. We also have a listener theory of the week and your season four contest update, correct?
Yes. Well, not update.
Or the actual questions. The season four contest part two.
The questions are just going to blow your mind away.
Really? No, because I actually had to type those up and the questions are lame.
Well, the one you came up with was very lame. All right. It will never happen.
Once you hear these questions, yours will never happen. Once you hear these questions, you're like, lame.
Lame.
Yeah, that's right. I just said it.
As lame as Flash Medium.
But that's really lame.
We did have an email from someone who agreed with you.
What?
It was Brad said Flash Medium is lame. You should call it a Flash Sideways.
It's stupid. All right, we're gonna have phone calls about that as well.
Well, I agree with Brad. I think we're strong enough to we're supposed to be the most intelligent fans out there, right? Anyone who watches Lost. You know,
Lost fans are the most intelligent television fans.
Oh yeah, they're better than Dukes of Hazzards.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I think Star Trek fans might be a little more intelligent.
Oh come on, they couldn't even support the show and keep it on.
All right, so we have that to get into today. But before we get into anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack T-shirt, click the link right now in the AAC feed, or check out jayandjack.com and click the link in the sidebar, or check out shopsaminate.com.
We got our shirts in.
Don't they look awesome?
Yeah, well, they look good on me.
I sported mine to the Apple store on Friday.
Yeah.
I got some looks. They're like, oh, man, your face is ugly.
Well, that's a nice shirt. You should have worn it over your face.
Yeah, I know.
That's your biggest mistake.
All right. So, Jack, what do you say we get into Lost in review?
Each week. There's only one thing to do.
Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in review.
Haven't we had any listeners send in songs?
Yes, actually we did.
That maybe like pep this one up, make it a little more.
What are you talking about?
This one's a downer. It's just a downer.
You said that all the time. You just hate it because you can't think of your own segue songs. So just, you know.
I can think of something a little more peppier than this. I want something peppy. Something happy.
Whatever. You can't write yourself out of a paper bag, so I think you lost.
Can't write myself out of a paper bag.
Exactly.
All right, I choose plastic.
Welcome to Lost in Review. First up, Alex's earpiece.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Ryan from the transmission pointed this one out to us. Yeah, at first I thought it was like something like, you know how Jack Sparrow had like these little hair ornaments?
Yeah.
So I thought it was maybe something like that. But
little
I guess
beads?
Yeah, but I guess it's actually something that wasn't supposed to be there and should have been edited.
So something like the set where it tells her, you know, hey, quiet on the set. Hey, here's where you scream. Here's where Carl's water starts to run out, but don't get up.
Don't move.
Don't move. Stay there until Carl gets shot.
It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. If you don't move, they can't see you.
And Carl just froze. They can't see me. I'm invisible.
Next up is Libby and her blankets. A nice little allusion to
when she got shot.
And
when Michael shot her.
And she was getting blankets for their picnic.
I know.
Well, that's hey, why can't you say that? That's what I was pointing it to for. We know she got shot.
Well, we pointed that out in the last episode.
I know. I'm just reiterating it here in Lost in Review. We're putting out all the, you know, Easter eggs.
But why were... Okay.
Russo was shot in the front. Pictures right now.
I did see that, but that doesn't look like a kill shot.
It doesn't, because it's like up in the ribs, kind of up right hand, or like right
maybe
over the left
hand
corner.
Maybe she's missing a kidney.
Well, maybe, but I'd say that's a survivable shot.
But you notice the shot from the back, where she's laying down.
Well, she doesn't have any wound from the back.
Yeah, maybe.
So is that bad when it doesn't exit out the back? It's not. Is that a clean shot or?
Well, clean? I thought she
I don't
was,
know. Gun
wasn't she shot
well.
In the back?
Well, she was shot in the front, and then she fell forward.
Okay.
It looked like maybe she was shot from the
to
back.
To me, I think my guarantee it's not a kill shot.
No,
she's gonna be all right.
All right. Next up is the shooter. There's some pictures of the shooter or a person rustling through the leaves. It's not a very clear shot. Lost.qubit.net had a nice little kind of animation of the...
Yeah, I watched it for about 10 minutes. Kept going
okay,
back
and
for...
what was your... What
it
was
looks
your...
like they're in a Dharma jumpsuit. It looks like it looks like some kind of Dharma logo on the back.
I could tell. I could see, it was like dark hair it looked like.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really make out anything else besides that.
It looked like it. Does, it looks like one of those jumpsuits that they were wearing.
Yeah.
Could it be Kelvin? Didn't Kelvin get
But Kelvin had gray hair, like a silvery gray hair.
Yeah, he could have got some Grecian formula, some Dharma Grecian formula. It's gotta be. It's gonna. Do you think it'll be someone we know? I still think it'd been cool if it's Faraday.
I think it would have to be someone we know in order for it to be like shocking. You know, because if it's just like some rando Frady guy, it's like, oh, whatever. But if it's like somebody we know, it's like, oh my God, it's him, you know?
I think it has to be someone that we thought we trusted.
Okay, that will only be a way if it's going to be shocking.
I just think that'd be cool.
I
still think it'd be cool if it's Faraday.
I agree. It has to be someone we know or it won't really be shocking.
The suit Faraday was a white suit, though, last time we saw him in a suit, right?
Well, yeah, he's in like his Doc Brown radiation suit.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I was thinking, man, it'd be cool if he was in like a jumpsuit. I just want it to be Faraday. I don't know why.
We like Faraday. Why do you want him to be the bad guy so bad?
Because that would be... Who would expect it?
All right.
Do something okay.
But now we expect it because
okay,
he
like,
keeps saying
like
it.
Like Michael, the man on the boat.
Okay.
We knew who it was going to be the whole time, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Pretty much. Wouldn't it be... This would be something with like, oh, my God.
Well, it's too late because now we're already thinking about it, so it won't be that shocking.
Well,
so you ruin the surprise for everybody.
Well,
if it happens.
That's what I do best.
Next up is Walt, the Walt that we see in Michael's flashback.
Right. Flash sideways. Flash medium.
We said it didn't really look like Malcolm David Kelly. And if you look at the pictures, it really isn't him. People are saying it's him, but he's like, on his knees.
It does look a lot. It does
it
look
does,
like
it. It does, but it's his face is, it looks like, I don't know, rounder.
Couldn't it be just computer animated? Couldn't they just taken a shot?
I don't think it's computer animated.
Just taking a shot from him. First
it
season
did
of Lost.
Kind of look fake, but I don't think it's computer animated. I think they got somebody to look like him and put like makeup on him to make him look more like Walt.
I looked at it today and I said, wow, that actually does look like him. But it looks like younger Walt, not
taller. Not taller ghost Walt and not the Walt like towards the end of season one and beginning of season two.
No, it's season beginning of season one Locke.
Not Locke.
Walt.
Walt. There you go.
Where did I get Locke from?
I don't know. It's Locke's on the brain?
Yeah.
Next up is Widmore's papers that Tom gave to Michael. It was a 777, rather big plane, but he bought it for a mere $450,000. That's under half a mil. That's not bad at all for
your
own private.
I'm saving up my own. I'm saving up my pennies.
Rex plane.
Yep. Saving up my dimes and nickels.
Next up is is the temple map that Ben made.
Yes.
It looks very familiar. Very similar, almost exact to a T, to Faraday and Charlotte's Tempest map.
Yeah. So what's up with that?
Tempest Temple.
Similar.
So why would Ben be sending them to the Tempest, it looks like? Is that the temple, or is the temple near there, or was he just setting them up?
You got to think that he's maybe setting them up.
Yeah.
But again, we go back to what we said on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Danielle just... knowingly just
yeah
go, that just never made sense to me.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, you're yeah, okay, yeah,
yeah,
okay, no, okay, no, that's what Danielle said. Okay, yeah,
yeah,
she
yeah.
never no, I'm thinking I'm not listening to you.
Exactly
I have the gun. I don't need to listen to you. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Why she just would go willingly into the jungle and go, okay, I'm going to get shot.
I agree.
It's not going to be a kill shot, but I'm going to get shot. Of course, Carl. It just, I can't get over. I just, you know, I never really liked his character anyway. It's like, what are you thinking? Move. I think most people would agree with that. I haven't had a chance to listen to any of the podcasts out there yet, but they got to be saying the same thing.
Yeah, Carl should have been moving.
And, you know,
once you see water coming out of your water bottle there.
Yeah, it's like, wow, magic.
Wow, my water's leaking.
Maybe we're just looking at this too close, you know.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just, but I agree. If somebody's shooting at you, you
and then,
try to
of course,
run
Danielle coming
way,
over there, that we said before. All right, on three. No, let's go now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you see, the daughter was freaking out. Alex was freaking out. So she was trying to convince her to go.
No, you just grab her and try to run.
She's like in a catatonic state. She can't just drag her across the floor.
Then you smack her. Smack her in the face. Say, let's go. Well, chop, chop.
Maybe Daniel doesn't believe in smacking him in the face. She believes in killing you if she thinks you're sick.
Right. Or torturing you.
Yeah.
Exactly. But she would never slap you in the face.
No. That's just too far.
That's just wrong.
That's disrespectful.
It is.
All right, so that's last interview.
Well, she could be brought up on child abuse.
All right.
Alex would go get a lawyer and take her mom to court.
Do you have any emails or anything like that? Or are we going straight into phone calls?
I think let's go straight into phone calls.
All right, here is listener feedback. All right, we're going to take a quick moment out of the show to talk about our sponsor for today, Audible.com. Jack, why do you like Audible.com so much?
Because I'm not one who likes to pick up a book and read.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, they do it for me. They actually come to my house and read the book to you.
Yeah,
it's like a bedtime story.
Well, it's almost like that, but not exactly. It comes to your house, but it's an audio book, so it's actually in audio form and it's read. So for all of you out there who see the books on the TV show Lost, they have a lot of them on there, audiobook form. Like I just looked up, they had Jules Verne's Survivors of Chancellor, which Regina was reading before she took a big dive.
Now is the audio, is it upside down or is it normal?
Well, it's audio. I don't know if you can turn audio upside down.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Also, they have Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, which people have been saying is a very similar tale to Desmond's Flashing Through Time kind of thing.
And that was the last reference we had in the last episode.
Yes.
Meet KJ.
Meet Kevin Johnson. Meet KJ. So if you'd like to check it out, it's audiblepodcast.com/lost, and you get a free audiobook. If you use that URL, you get one free audiobook.
Well, that is cool.
Yes, and you can pick ones, books that have been on the show, and maybe pick up some more clues on the show Lost. So if you'd like to do that, check out audiblepodcast.com/lost. Say it again, Jack.
audiblepodcast.com/lost.
All right, let's get back to listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of great listener feedback to get into. Let's get in the first set here. We got Kimball, Jay from Boston, Ben, Adam, and Montgomery. Jack, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Kimball from Arizona. Here's my question. Well, I don't know, is Rousseau really dead? I mean, we've seen where people get shot like Patchy and don't really die. But the more important question is, if she is dead, are we never going to see her flashback? And I could have sworn we heard from the producers that they were going to eventually show us a Rousseau flashback, which I've really been looking forward to seeing. But if she's dead, I mean, are they going to show it? Ah, a little frustrating. So what are your thoughts? Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jay from Boston. I just watched again Meet Kevin Johnson, and I just realized when Ben goes, "We're the good guys," I thought back to Gian last week's episode when Bernard said, "We're the good guys." So I guess your theory may be true about Rose and Bernard being others. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ben. Just listening to the Monday edition of your guys' podcast, and I kind of came up with my own little theory. I think it was Norton. I can't really remember. Someone called in saying about, like, the prophecy and how everyone thought Ben was supposed to be the leader, and then he had to kill his dad in order to, like, show his, you know, his that he had the traits of being the leader or whatever you want to call it. But then when they started to think it was Locke, Ben tested Locke by saying he had to kill your father. So I'm kind of having, you know, a theory about maybe who's in the coffin. I think maybe it's Michael, because why would the others take Walt if and, like, test him if it wasn't for something, like, they see something in him? Like, maybe he's the new, like, the prophet or the one who's supposed to lead them. So they, you know, they take Walt. But my theory is that Walt has to kill Michael and become, you know, the leader of the island for the others and whoever. Because you notice that, you know, when, I don't know what her name was, but Juliet's in the woods, and that one, her, you know, counselor who was on the island, all of a sudden is just right there, and then all of a sudden, like, teleports or time travels, and is all of a sudden gone. It's like, you notice Walt does that every once in a while. So it's like, maybe, like, Walt is the new leader of the island, and then he killed Michael, and that's why, you know, no one knows Michael's new name. And no one really wanted to go to the funeral because he'd killed two innocent people. So I think that's why Michael's in the coffin. All right, well, thanks for letting me share my theory with you guys. Keep listening to the podcast. It's good stuff. Bye.
Hey, guys, this is Adam from soon-to-be San Diego. And just got done listening to the Friday edition of the podcast. And I love you guys' show, but I got to tell you, you guys have screwed up this one. Talking about the timeline issues. Well, you guys are wondering, is this really far ahead? Is it? What's the timeline? Well, here's what we know. The plane crashed September 22nd, 2004. Michael's mom said to Michael that he's been gone 2 months. So that puts it, even if it's 2 months to the day, that's November 22nd, 2004. Thanksgiving in 2004 was November 25th. So, you know, let's say it was a few days after 2 months to the day, that puts it right after Thanksgiving, which would explain why a Christmas tree would be up. I think it's really clear that we are inside the timeline of when Michael left the island with Walt and where we are in the current timeline of the freighter. So hope that helps, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Montgomery in Springfield. Wanted to share with you my thoughts on who's shooting at, or who shot Rousseau and Carl. It's got to be the folks off the freighter, and here's why. The folks on the island have no silenced weapons. Even the marshal's weapons that they have are, you know, capable of being silenced, so they didn't come with the silencers. The only people that have shown that they've got anything close to that would be the folks on the freighter when they were doing the skeet shooting here with the MP5s. Which are, you know, most of the time are silenced weapons, although they weren't on the deck. But anyway, that's my theory. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I could see it being the people in the boat, the phrase.
Yeah, I mean.
But how did they know they were going to be there? That's the question.
Yeah.
How did they know they were going to be there?
Well, maybe they didn't know they were going to be there. Just they just kind of walked into the wrong place at the wrong time.
Maybe they were doing something else.
Yeah, maybe they were doing something else, and they walked onto it.
Maybe
they're trying to get back to the Tempest and turn on the gas mechanism.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know. It just goes...
Maybe whatever Faraday and Charlotte did was... It may have been like shut down, and they were actually making sure it worked again for whenever those people come back and turn it on.
And then Adam pointed out how you screwed up the timeline issue.
Well,
how you screwed it up.
Confused me on the time. I mean, I understood there was... It could happen... The problem was with the freighter, they made an emphasis to show the calendar,
yeah.
And there was a lot of dates crossed off. Now, granted, I guess it could be an old calendar from before, but the kind of way they led it there and they showed the calendar and all the X's on it was very, like, this is how long they've been here, very similar to the hatch when they had all the X's on the
right.
Wall. And that's just kind of what I felt when I saw that. So to me, it kind of threw me for a loop when it was that Michael actually got onto the boat in a relatively short manner of time, you know, months time.
Yeah.
From where we are now.
And he heals quick, too.
And he heals very quickly, exactly.
And then Ben, Walt kills Michael.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's it. It seems like to be able
but,
to...
Well, why is this whole thing about having to kill your dad to be the leader?
I think it comes back to Lion King, you know.
The circle of life.
Yeah. Before he becomes king.
Right. Which is... tragic.
It is tragic.
So do you think that's what happened?
What? What happened to the person in the coffin, Michael?
Yeah, not the Lion King.
And that Walt killed him?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a plausible theory. I mean, they're all possible. So,
but you think it's maybe because the guilt that maybe that's what Walt's upset about is his dad killed two people
like
to free
him.
Well,
maybe like when he was with Ben, Ben was putting all this stuff in his head, like your father killed these people or something like that. And Walt said, no, he didn't do that. My dad didn't do that. He says, you're going to have to kill him because he did these things and he's a bad person. And then once Michael told him this, it totally broke, you know, his hope. And that's when Walt knew that he had to do it, but
he hasn't. That's why he's not talking to him.
Exactly.
Maybe,
yeah.
He's trying to stay away from him because
exactly.
he doesn't want to kill him.
Exactly. And then eventually, in whatever time period where Jack has the beard, which will be older Walt, so Michael and David Kelly can come back, he will shoot Michael and fulfill Ben's wishes. And then Walt will join Ben's merry men of assassins.
Okay. I like it. And then Rose and Bernard working for Dharma.
Well, it's the others, not Dharma. Yeah, because Bernard said we're one of the good guys.
I think that goes without saying.
No,
it's all there. And then, Kimball, don't worry. I've guaranteed you that Rousseau is not dead. You will get your flashback. I guarantee it.
You guarantee it?
I told you on Thursday. I guarantee it.
Okay.
She's not. And now we've seen
what happens if she's alive?
If she's alive, she'll get her flashback. She is alive.
I mean, what happens if she's dead?
It's not happening.
Okay.
She's going to... come on.
All right.
You really think she's dead?
I don't know.
Make a stand.
Okay. Did you think Libby was dead when she got shot?
Yeah.
But she was alive in the next episode.
Well, I knew she was going to die. See, I was spoiled on that one. I was spoiled on Libby, and I knew that there was rumors out there for a long time they were going to be killed off. I just didn't know what was going to happen at that point.
Yeah.
This one I've heard nothing on. I've been avoiding spoilers like crazy as best I can. So I've heard nothing on it. So when she got shot, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I said, no, there's no way they're killing her off. There's too much, like people are saying, there's too much of her story left unanswered. She, you know, usually when someone gets
Well, we actually have a call later on that I think is a decent explanation on why she was expendable.
Expendable, but I say she's not. So.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the next set of calls here. We got one from Clementine, Mark O, Charlie, Adam, and Jordan. Here we go.
Hi, this is Clementine from Virginia. I love your show. Just fantastic to hear it every week, twice a week if possible. I was just wondering if you guys noticed that on the game show during the last episode, the game show, they mentioned the answer to their question is Kurt Vonnegut. And he wrote a book called Time Quake, where people in 2001 go back to 1991 and relive everything they did. And a lot of the consequences are because of bad decisions like drunk driving or other things like that. And it has a lot to do with determinism. And he died in 2007, so I was just wondering if y'all caught that. I thought it was a little Easter egg, kind of. And I'm hoping that, I think that Ben and Widmore are both sort of bad guys in the Oceanic or caught in the middle. I'm not totally convinced that Widmore did the fake crash. I'm not sure what his motivations would be. Anyway, thanks a lot for your show. Really love you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mark O., the Lost Boy from New York City. Just got through listening to your Friday podcast. Great one, as usual. Just had a few comments based on what you guys are talking about. Michael's flashback, I would say, was neither a flashback, flash forward, or a flash medium, as Jack was saying. I think that it was all just his story, because it wasn't an objective narration that was intercutting between the on- and off-island stories like they usually do on the show. It was just what Michael was telling Saeed and Desmond. So we don't really know if any of it's true at all. This it's like an unreliable narrator trick. It's been done before. It was done in the 1921 German expressionist film, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. And you find out in that movie that the narrator's crazy, so it's actually a pretty cool twist. And it was also in The Usual Suspects. And I don't know, it might have even been done in a Kurt Vonnegut novel, which is why they mentioned his name on the game show that Michael's watching, so that might be a clue. And Jack, and I think maybe Jay was wondering also what the deal was with the X's on the calendar that was on the freighter. How could there have been X's that went, it seemed like they went back all the way to September when Michael could have, it was like Christmas time that he got on the ship. And I think that explanation is just that, you know, there could have been a crew member that was already on board before Michael arrived to put those X's on there. So maybe we're just looking into that one a little too deep. And finally, I just wanted to say, I don't know if a caller has mentioned this before, but I've actually thought this for a long time, and I think last night it just totally solidified that Libby, I'm like almost sure she is Widmore's spy and has been the whole time. And I think it explains why she was in the institution when we saw her, and she was spying on Hurley. I think she just put herself in there. She probably wasn't really crazy. She was probably just trying to figure some stuff out. And I think it's why she was also on the island, and maybe that's why Widmore was able to track it down. And it probably also explains how she got killed. The island arranged it, you know, to protect itself. And maybe, you know, her ghost is still even working for Widmore. She tried to convince Michael not to blow up the ship. So anyway, those are my crazy ideas as usual. Love the show, guys, and looking forward to the Monday podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Charlie from Iowa. Love the podcast. I have a theory that the reason that Patchy keeps living is that his job is not done on the island and he cannot die. The island will not let him die. Maybe that's what's going on with, hopefully Rousseau's not dead, so maybe she's got more stuff to do and the island won't let her die. Same way with Locke and everybody else who hasn't died that should have. All right, that's all I got. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Adam, otherwise known as Darm Alchemist. And I'm in Medford, Oregon, and I have a theory for you. I think that the man in the coffin is Daniel Faraday. And I think that's because he's so likable at this point, but I've heard that he possibly could be the one that kills Claire, and as you guys were saying in the last episode, he possibly could have killed Rousseau and Carl as well. So, yeah, that's who I think the man in the coffin is, and when at the beginning of the season, when we see him at the television, and he's crying when he sees the 8:15 news, he obviously feels guilty about something, and so that leads me to believe that he did something pretty messed up. So that's it, and probably spoke too long, but you guys have a good one, and keep up the good work. Love your show. Bye.
Yo, Jay and Jack, this is Jordan from Chicago. I was just calling in. I'm rewatching the mid-season finale here that we have before the hiatus, and it got me thinking that the freighter that they're on. I never thought about this, but you know, it's not that big. They fit one helicopter on there. How could they possibly fit two on there? Because obviously Naomi has one, you know, that she used to fly to the island, and it supposedly crashed into the ocean. And you know, Frank Lapidus has a second one that he uses. So I want to know, and like, you know, they never show two helicopters on the boat. So I'm thinking, how, you know, what's going on? How'd she get to the island, or did he fly there and then come back and they lied about it, or what? I don't know. So yeah, that's my little question. I'll talk to you guys later. Really enjoy the show. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
All right. So Air Jordan.
Yes.
Says there were two helicopters.
Well, see, so
when they took off, when there's only one helicopter.
Exactly. I only saw one helicopter the whole time.
So what was
that freighter was small. It didn't look like it could hold two helicopters.
So what's the deal with Naomi? Was she, what crashed into the water?
Well, nothing, I guess. Maybe they just like dropped something in the water and then she jumped out and to make it sound like the helicopter crashed, and then just Frank just flew the helicopter back.
Okay. Or maybe he was having trouble like he did the first time.
Exactly, yeah.
And they were lightening the load.
Yeah.
You know, like, but just dropping stuff off the
Yeah, it's just I didn't see two helicopters, and the freighter wasn't really big enough to hold two helicopters, unless she had like a tiny little portable helicopter.
Yeah, a little what are those things called? I'm drawing a blank on it, but anyway, they're little tiny things. Yeah, because I only saw one helicopter when the freighter took off.
Exactly.
So we're going with that. There's only one helicopter.
Yep. Okay. And Frank uses amazing piloting skills to make it look like they crashed.
Well, because Frank wouldn't, because remember he said he'd never crash.
Yeah, what kind of pilot do you think I am?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Frank wouldn't crash a helicopter.
Exactly.
Come on. We like Frank. Adam, Daniel Faraday is in the coffin. What do you think?
No.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I guarantee it.
You're actually going to make a stand.
I'm guaranteeing it's not going to be Daniel Faraday.
You know what that says? Daniel Faraday's in the coffin. That's guaranteed.
Okay.
It would be a cool twist.
It would be.
All right, so now we're going to Charlie. Patchy.
Yeah, he's saying Patchy can't die.
Now, Patchy
because his mission has not been fulfilled.
Well, maybe his mission was just fulfilled because he wore a jumpsuit.
You're saying Patchy was the one that shot him?
It looked like
the return of Patchy?
Who knows? The guy won't die. We're going to start calling Morris the cat.
I think the producers have said that he is dead now, though. But do we really trust them?
They said Christian Shepherd was dead.
Yeah.
And we saw him in Jacob's cabin. Of course, he didn't look like he was alive.
But, yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. To me, I keep going back to that photo on, was it CubicNet?
Last.cubic.net.
Okay.
Sledgewebs.
Okay. He looks like he's wearing a jumpsuit. It looks like a Dharma. If you look at the back of his it looks like a Dharma logo or some kind of. I don't know.
It's not confirmed. It's really hard to tell.
I was like, kept watching it and watching, trying to stop it for a second. Stop moving. Because it's a moving one.
They have stop ones too.
But you can't see it as well as you can't see they have the animated.
You can't make up stuff when it's moving as well.
Exactly. I'm not making this up.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not making it up.
All right.
But. Yeah, I hope it's not Patchy.
Okay.
I hope he's dead. He killed Charlie. Don't you agree?
He did kill Charlie, and I hope he's dead.
You wouldn't care, because you don't like Charlie.
I do like Charlie. I cried when he died.
You want Claire killed off? I'm surprised you haven't taken
Claire's
any...
asking for it. Because everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. Claire's asking for
it. Not one person. And I told the truth, and you didn't deny it. You want Claire killed off, and not one person...
Because everyone's agrees.
Not one person sent an email in saying, I can't believe Jay is so bitter that he wants Claire killed off.
She's run her course. She's got to go.
I want Claire to live. Claire's going to die, but I want to.
Okay.
Well, it's the only way she gives up Aaron.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Okay, Marco had some good comments. So he had Marco had Michael could be lying.
Exactly.
He actually was.
What
true.
We saw was his story.
So what are we going to call it? It's not a flashback. So I was right. It wasn't a flashback. Flash forward.
It's still because he's going into his own past and describing it.
A flash storytelling. So he could be lying.
He could be lying.
He is a murderer.
It wasn't like premeditated.
He'd still killed two people.
I know. I'm saying he's not like he's a cold-blooded killer.
What do you mean? He knew he had all his full intention was to kill somebody.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
His intention was to get Ben out of there.
Yeah, give me the gun. Boom, you're dead.
That's just what he did on the spur of the
moment.
Boom,
boom. Oh, sorry.
I mean, he's not like a murderer. Say, like, was it No Country for Old Men? That guy. He's a
well. That
born
guy.
Murderer.
That guy was just a murderer for hire.
He murdered for fun too.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it, but but you know, Michael seemed to enjoy it too.
I don't think so.
You don't think
it
so?
It seems to be haunting him a little bit.
And Libby is Widmore's spy. I think she's was working for Widmore.
Yeah, I think that one is the one that a lot of people think.
And I'm going to say that I think Ben and Widmore are also. I've been saying this for a long time.
They're
working together.
They're in cahoots. Okay.
Now they might be trying to screw each other over.
Uh huh.
But they are working at one point, working together.
So Ben's trying to do like a double cross?
Double cross. Okay. Or they're probably each one is trying to out double cross the other.
So a quadruple cross?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then Clementine, the game show was Kurt Bonovan.
That's what you've been talking about. Yeah, about his books.
Time Quick. So, yeah. So we knew it had to be something on that game show.
Yeah, there are
always they just something. They just don't show a game show just to, hey.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Amusement.
Yeah. No, you have to look for something. There's something there. So that's interesting that. And he died in 2007.
See. All right. You ready for the last set of calls here?
I am ready, sir.
Got a big one here. Jordan. Oh, we just did Jordan. I'm sorry. John Doe from Raleigh. Carol. Katarina or Catherine. I may have forgot the H when I wrote that. Justine. Jeff. And Ryan Ozawa from The Transmission.
I've heard of him.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Jane, Jack. You can call me John Doe from Raleigh, I guess. This is a theory that goes back to the flashback sequence with Kate and the flashback episode with Sun and why Jin died. remember what Jack said on the witness stand? I think his official story was that there were 6 survivors, that there were actually 8 in a raft or something. There's got to be some data, there's got to be some facts to back that up. That means there's got to be 2 bodies that were officially found that the news media saw, and therefore there had to be 8 from the plane, 6 survivors, and two had to be bodies. Two had to be dead bodies. So I think Jin is actually dead on the dead on the mainland. His body's in the grave, and Sun is crying over it. And the official story was that he died then, but he obviously didn't, because we know that. And my guess is it had to be some type of heroic decision that he made. You know, and in the actual real story of them getting off the island, he actually had to do something, you know, and that caused his death. And they had his body sitting out there in the ocean, in a raft or in a small boat or something. Whenever they were found, his body was among them. So that, of course, begs the question, who else? Anyway, like I said, John Doe from Raleigh.
Hi, this is Carol from Long Island. I have a theory about Alex and Rousseau. I believe that Rousseau really is an other, and she hasn't been truthful about how she got to the island, and that's why we haven't seen her backstory yet. And I also believe that Ben really is Alex's father, but when he was off the island, that's when Alex was conceived, and then he brought Rousseau to the island. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Catherine and friends from Minneapolis. Don't know if this happened to any of the other viewers around the country, but every time, the last week's episode was awesome. Every time the show would come back from a commercial break, there was, for just a few seconds, the cover art, if you will, for the TV show called The Mole. Now, I thought that was pretty interesting, seeing how the episode Meet Kevin Johnson was about Ben's mole being Michael, which may also be a coincidence with the theory out there that Saeed is Ben's mole. I don't agree with that, but it is a theory out there. Just wondering if that happened to anyone else, if you had any thoughts. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Justin from New Jersey. I was just listening to your podcast and a couple other podcasts, and a few things I noticed from the episode Meet Kevin Johnson. I noticed that they haven't really been discussed, at least so far. Two things having to do with Naomi. One is, you know, she kind of pinpointed that Michael was from, you know, New York or whatever like that, because she guessed his accent, and then he went, you know, right back and said, oh, from Manchester, huh? I'm thinking, you know, I'm not a very cultured person, maybe, but how the heck would he know that she's from Manchester? I thought, you know, maybe Ben had already given them a list and he knew where these people are from, but, I mean, that's a shot in the dark that he knew she was from, you know, Manchester, England, or wherever. You know, unless maybe they're trying to say, well, you know, he hung out a lot of time with Charlie, you know, maybe that's how he knew the accent, but I don't know, it just might be me. And with that same scene, as she's leaving and walking in the door, did anybody notice that, I'm going to try to keep this as PG as possible, I didn't notice she had a little bit of a butt crack hanging out there. I noticed during the episode, and I was telling my girlfriend, she's like, no. And I'm on Dark UFO's website, and I see his screenshot of just that, and I thought that was pretty funny. And lastly, real quick, you know, this episode, the flashback on the freighter, you know, Minkowski was there, and, you know, stuff like that, but where the heck was Regina? You know, I kind of figured, all right, well, she died real quick in that other episode. You know, she's probably going to be in this episode because that deals mainly with the freighter and Michael. But she was, you know, absent again from this episode. And I don't get where they use, you know, not like a famous person, but, you know, someone that's, you know, been around in Hollywood to be in the show for literally 3 seconds. So, I don't know. That's my comments. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jeff. I just called to point out a couple things about the whole parent issues that seems to be a recurring theme. You'll notice that Sun's baby was born without its father, so they have that whole thing. Obviously, Walt and Michael, they have that. Now, with Ben's daughter Alex, I don't remember her boyfriend's name, but with him dead, her baby will also have daddy issues. So it seems like more and more it's becoming a bigger theme of the show.
Aloha, Jay and Jack. This is Ryan on the island, and I hope you guys had a wonderful Easter holiday. I'm certainly enjoying mine here on the beach, and I gotta say, now that I'm relaxing, I'm thinking a lot about Libby. Now, of course, Libby is gone, but we've seen her before. She turned up at Santa Rosa, where Hurley was, and we saw her just happen to have a boat to deliver to our friend Desmond, and now this week we see her twice in Meet Kevin Johnson, Michael's flashback. You know, we saw her on the boat, the freighter, the second time she appeared, and I'm willing to say that that was a vision. She had a message for Michael, don't do it, and that's the same way that Charlie delivered a message to Hurley, or Walt delivered a message to Locke, but I really want to focus on the first time we see her, and that's when Michael wakes up in the hospital, twice. The first time is because he sees her come in with some blankets and freaks out. Well, I think that that first time when we see Libby, it's actually a flashback. That it actually happened, that Michael was sent back, he was unstuck in time for a brief second where he got to see that and see that Libby was actually there. Now, one clue, of course, is that the hospital equipment in that room changes. It goes from older to newer technology, and of course the Christmas tree appears, and even the old man in the second bed, who looks like a creepy old man we might have seen before, that person's equipment changes as well. And, you know, Libby, when she shows up, says Michael Dawson. She knows his name, and doesn't really have a creepy message apart from delivering some blankets. She's kind of acting like a nurse would. So you got to remember, Michael has been in two major car accidents in his life that we know of. The one we saw this week, of course, was in 2004, December or so, where he crashes on purpose trying to kill himself. But way back in season one, it was 1996 or so, in a flashback, Michael gets hit by the gold Bonneville after having an emotional conversation with Susan. So I think that that scene in the hospital we saw this week when Libby walks in was Michael recovering from his first car accident. You know, Libby did say she was studying medicine for a while before she became a clinical psychologist, so it may connect there. Of course, maybe she was a clinical psychologist then, and Michael was distraught because of Susan, and they called her in to his room to treat him or something. Or maybe she's not a clinical psychologist at all because she's a little creepy, frankly, so I don't know. That's just my theory, and, well, yeah, I'm sticking to it. Take care, you guys, and keep up the great work. Aloha.
Does it
All
sound
right, thanks,
like,
Ryan.
Does it sound like Ryan's on a raft, and you might have a volleyball on the raft?
No, I think Ryan's trying to rub it in that we're not in beautiful Hawaii with the waves crashing against
the beach. Yeah, you think that's what it is?
Beach. Yes.
I still think I'm saying, Wilson!
That's a great theory, Ryan. I think it's awesome.
It was a great theory, but it's also relaxing.
It was. I felt relaxed. I feel refreshed now. Yeah, I feel like I can do another 25-hour podcast.
I think so. That's what we need, just little waves.
I think next time we do a 25-hour podcast, we need to do it in Hawaii on the beach.
Okay.
I think that's what we need to do.
I think that would work for me.
Yeah. Because then breaks, I can just go jump in the water.
Exactly.
Refresh myself.
So was it a flashback or flash forward?
I don't know. So that would have been like a flashback.
Because the rumor is the equipment did change. And also,
It did change.
And the gentleman, I've heard that people think that the older gentleman was Alvar Ahanzo.
I don't know if he looked like him, really.
That's what I've read on the message board. Yeah. People are saying. So that would be cool. It was just hard to concentrate because I kept thinking the waves.
No, I think that's a really good point and a really good observation.
Good job. That's a good crackpot theory, and you should stick to it. Jeff, everyone has daddy issues, so he's assuming that Alex was pregnant.
Alex's baby's going to have daddy
Carl
issues.
Carl with the dead water bottle and also being dead, he can't be the baby's father.
Yeah.
So there's more daddy issues there. Naomi. That proves a theory.
Naomi,
I'm sorry. Proves a theory for a long time that I thought that she was a plumber.
Nice.
That's a theory I've had for a long time. And yes, I did notice that, but I didn't want to say anything. But the accent, going to the accents, I thought it was easier to figure out that she was from Manchester than he was from New York.
Yeah,
I would have guessed England. I would have guessed England. You know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like a British accent.
Some British accent.
UK accent.
Michael doesn't. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that.
Whoa! Be careful.
That distinctive New York accent.
Yes.
Does that sound better?
Yes, that does. Be careful.
I'm just joking. I kid people from New York. I do.
But yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem to really have a thick New York accent.
No,
anyway.
I wouldn't say from New York.
There's slight hints, but nothing like obvious.
So, hey, get out of my way. Nothing like that.
But so. He does have a little bit, but just not aggressive.
My son.
Like my son.
I can't do it. Carol.
I can do a few from the south.
My son. No, that's not. That's not New York.
That's southern. I'm saying if he was from the south. If he was
my son.
Well, that's just what you say because you're a southerner now. Yes. All right. It's next.
I have become southerner. Southern. Yeah. Whatever. Carol, welcome to the correct side.
What side?
That Danielle was once in.
That's what she's saying is that. Maybe that's why she's not going to have a story because the story she said was a lie. And
well, yeah, she's been lying from the start. And then John Doe
mm-hmm. from Raleigh.
Okay, from Raleigh. We have 8 people who survived the crash. Yes. 8 people survived initially, and then only 6 died, and 6 made it off
the island. Yes.
All right, we keep going back to Aaron. Aaron wasn't born when the plane crashed. Would he be considered a survivor?
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, we've talked about it.
And, of course, Kate says it's her baby.
I mean, we talked about it a lot on the 25-hour podcast.
23-and-a-half-hour podcast.
23-and-a-half-hour podcast. That, you know, news crews, that wouldn't be anything short of news crews just saying, well, there's 6 of them.
But he said,
call them the Oceanic 6.
But Jack said 6 survived. Remember, he said 8.
That's right.
So it goes back to that whole thing, you know. Yeah, we keep making this argument, and people are saying, you know.
Well, I guess you could say Aaron was born on the island, 6 did survive.
How did Kate end up with this baby? They would not give.
She was pregnant on the plane.
Pregnant with the plane, and she had the baby in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's where we're going with it. Kate was pregnant, and
yep,
and she just decided to call it Aaron.
See. Well. Yeah, to whatever he knows off the island. Really,
right, so that's part of the secret. Yeah. That is the secret.
Yeah.
So I was right.
Well, no, we don't know that for sure. We're just saying that's what we're assuming.
Well, you just agreed with me.
I didn't agree with you on that.
But you just did.
No, I was agreeing with that's what they said, that she took the baby and called it as her own. I didn't agree that that's a big secret.
Okay. All right.
There's probably more to it than just that. That's okay. Too simple.
Now, what if we find out Claire was one of the 8 that survived?
Then I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, we'll just have to see.
Because there's no way they'd give someone who's accused of murder and all the other
crimes.
Yeah,
exactly. They wouldn't.
Okay, here, yeah, take the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so hopefully we'll find out next season.
Or this season.
You think we'll find out this season?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
We're finding out who's in the coffin and all that kind of stuff.
Well, is that a spoiler alert?
No, it's been, we said that in the show before.
Okay. All right.
So, there you go. All right. Let's see. That's it. Ready to get into listener theory of the week? Anything else you'd like to say about those calls?
I thought they were all excellent.
All right. Let's get into...
And Ryan, you know, wasn't warm enough here to go to the beach.
Are you jealous? Are you mad?
No, I'm not jealous.
Okay. Are you bitter?
No.
You're more bitter than me, but all right. I am not...
You were the one that first said something about it.
Oh, I'm just saying. I just thought, you know, you was rubbing it in our face.
Today, I was looking outside, and I had deer outside, and I was feeding the deer some bread and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So, you can't do that in Hawaii. There.
Whoa. Ryan, the glove has been swatted across the...
Well, I'm sure they'd want to trade. Well, yeah. We've already gone to this before. And they said no.
All right. Let's get into the listener theory of the week.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. First time caller. Long, long, long time listener. Will... from North Carolina, calling with an idea here. The relationship between Ben, Michael, and Walt. Ben uses Walt to control Michael. I think that same relationship might exist with Jacob, Ben, and Annie. Jacob has Annie, or has some control of, or power over Annie, or power to keep Annie away from Ben, and manipulates Ben to do whatever, all the bad things Ben does, beat people up, kill them, lie. And so Jacob says, Ben, go get captured in a net, go get beat up by these lost people, Or you won't get to see Annie. The same exact way Ben says to Michael, you know, you do this or you're not going to see Walt again. And then Michael goes and shoots Libby and Anna Lucia. So anyway, that's my theory, that there's some sort of equal relationship going on there. And Jacob, you know, I don't know if that's Christian Shepherd, you know, or it sort of seemed like a future Lot. May not be either of those two, but whoever Jacob is or whatever he is, he has control of Annie and is controlling Ben through that. And then a second theory, I think Charles Widmore has some incurable cancer, and that's why he wants to find the island so desperately, because he knows it has healing powers and it's the only way he can live. Anyway, thanks a lot. Bye.
I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, kind of out of the thinking outside the box. And,
definitely thinking outside the box. How long will he have to go before he gets to see Annie again,
though? I don't know. I do not know. But it does seem interesting. The same thing kind of happened to Saeed. He was kind of...
And that's how...
For Nadia, he was taken advantage of. Remember, it was in the first season... First season towards the end, where they said, "We'll show you where Nadia is, but you need to get your friend to admit to being a terrorist or something like
right.
that."
Right. So how everyone plays the game and how they justify it.
Yeah.
Is not being the bad guys because yep.
they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Yep.
That's how Ben always just. But
and that's where Ben learned Jacob did it to him.
Right. I like it.
Yeah. So I thought.
But will he ever see Annie again?
Don't know. Maybe one
Kate's
day.
Kate's mom.
Huh?
Kate's mom.
Oh, Lordy. But anyway.
I like it. Good all theory. Right.
Cool. Jack, are you ready to get into your season 4 contest questions?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
It's the season 4 contest. The second part of the contest. Part 2.
All right, Jack, go ahead, take it away.
Kind of catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're doing a second contest. It's on the last 5 episodes, not the episodes that have already happened.
Okay,
not
the last 5.
Not the first 8. We're getting 5 more, right?
Yep, 5 more.
Whatever happens in the next 5 episodes.
Okay.
All right. So please listen to the rules carefully.
Okay.
I'm only going to repeat this once.
Okay.
And these will be up on the show news and
suggestions on lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
Yeah, in the next couple days. As soon as I find someone that can type it for me. Anyway, number 1, how many times will Hurley say dude? So every time he says dude in the next 5 episodes, you got to guess how many times he's going to say it.
Okay.
1, 10, 0 could be an answer.
Okay.
Whatever you think, correct answer is 108 points.
Okay.
All right, now I just labeled these next episodes 9, 10, 11, 12, because I didn't look for their names. I don't want to be spoiled. Okay. I have no clue what's going on.
Okay.
His name. So in episode 9, who will speak first? And I have a list of people here. Jack, Saeed, Kate, Desmond, or Sawyer. It's the first person that says anything. They can say, whatever, whoever says something. If you can also say zero. You can say none of them. Maybe none of them will be in the episode. Question 3. In episode 10, who will speak first? Locke, Kate, Jack, Claire, Hurley. Whatever you say is, the correct answer is 42 points in both those. In episode 11, who will speak first? Jack, you awake over there?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Jack, Kate, Michael, Locke, Saeed, worth 42 points. It's the first person that has a word. Or it didn't have to be a word, just something out of their mouth. It's anything. They could sneeze. Okay? Anyway, that's the ruling. In episode 12, who will speak first? Ben, Claire, Kate, Jack, and Locke. Claire might be saying, ow. I'm dead. Who knows? Would make Jay happy. In episode 13, who will speak last? Who will be the last one to speak?
Whoa, this is changing it up.
This is the final episode. Well, again, we only have 5 episodes. I'm trying to make it as black and white as possible. Something is actually going to... This is actually going to happen.
All right.
Hey, wait till we get to your question. Who will be the last one to speak on the final episode? Locke, Jack, Kate, Sawyer, or Ben, and it's worth 42 points. Number 7, will we see Penny again? That okay. can be in a photo. It can be actually seeing her. It could be if Desmond holds up the picture of her and him in Penny, that counts.
Okay.
And if yes is worth 23 points, no is 42 points. Will we see Cindy again? You remember Cindy, the little stewardess?
Yes.
Who everyone thinks she's another?
Uh-huh. Well, you.
Me. Yes is 108 points. No is 23. We actually have to physically see. I don't think there's any photos out there of Cindy, is there?
I don't know. Okay. So physically see her?
Physically see her. We have to see her again. Number 9. How many episodes will Claire appear in? And that is worth, correct answer is 108 points. Number 10, how many episodes will Jin appear in? Now, you can say 0, you can say 5, you can say 3. That's worth 108 points. Number 11, how many episodes will Sun appear in? 108 points. How many episodes will Hurley appear in? That's 108 points. I asked you for help. You said no. Number 13, how many episodes will Ben appear in? Correct answer, 108 points. 14, will Ben and Juliet kiss? Yes, 108. No, 4. What do you think? You think they'll kiss? Okay. What do you think?
No.
No, you don't think they'll kiss? Maybe they had a kiss in a flashback or something?
No.
Okay. Okay, and at number 15, how many episodes will Frank appear in? Correct answer, 108 points. Number 16, how many episodes will Daniel Faraday appear in? Correct answer, 108 points. 17, how many episodes will Desmond appear in?
Good God. How many of these questions do we have?
Correct answer, 108 points. Number 18, how many episodes will Miles appear in? And he doesn't and I was going to say with a grenade in his mouth, but I decided not to go with that.
Okay, all right.
So it's correct answer, 108 points. Will Sun and Jin kiss?
Oh, come on.
Yes, 42 points. No, 23.
Why is that? It should be the no should be the toughest one because you know they're probably going to kiss. No should be like 108. Yes should be like 4.
Not if he's dead. Don't be so bitter over there. Number 20. Will we see the four-toed statue? This seems to be a popular question. Yes, 16 points. No, 42. Number 21. Will Kate and Jack hug? Yes, 15 points. No, 16 points. Maybe Kate wants a gun. You never know. 22. Will Sawyer and Kate hug?
Oh, come on.
I had to make the skaters and jaders happy out there.
That's
yes,
lame.
23 points. No, 42. 23. Will we physically see Sarah again?
Okay.
Yes, 42 points. No, 4.
Okay. So why the difference between Penny? Like, the rest have to physically see them. Why does Penny get to see a picture?
Because we know there's a picture of her
okay,
out there.
All
we
right.
know that.
Okay.
We know that for
but
a fact.
But in one of Jack's flashbacks, there will be a picture of Sarah.
Doesn't count.
Okay.
It doesn't count.
Okay.
Just sit over there and be bitter. 24. Will Desmond and Penny kiss? That's 42 points. No, 23. 25. Will Ben and Widmore have a scene together? Now, that's Charles Widmore.
Charles Widmore.
Okay. Will they have a scene together? Yes, 16 points. No, 42 points.
Okay.
So, we'll see. Will we see Boone again?
Okay.
Yes, 42 points. No, 8. And if that
the
has,
picture rules apply there? That,
no,
is that physically
no,
see
physically
Boone?
Physically see. The only one that the picture applies for is Penny.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
What do you count as like an apparition of Boone? Does that still count as actually
yeah,
physically
it, as long
him?
As it's him.
Okay.
All right. As long as we know it's the actor.
Okay.
Okay.
What if it's a different actor playing Boone? Like Walt.
If Walt is playing Boone?
No, I'm saying like how Walt, it wasn't actually Michael David Kelly, we assume.
Huh. No, it has to be the actor.
Okay. It has to be actor playing Boone.
Yes. Sure. 27. How many episodes will Charlotte appear in? Correct answer, 108 points.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Guys. All right. These are bad.
Will we see Rose again? Will we see Rosie again? Yes, 16 points. No, 42. How many episodes will Bernie appear in? Correct answer, 108 points. And here's the worst question on the list. This is yours.
This was good. At least it was intriguing and different.
Will Hurley kill someone?
I think that's a good question.
Yes, 42. No, 4. I'm going to tell you right now. Anyone takes yes is going to be... Hurley would not kill anybody.
Okay, I guarantee...
Well, I do take it back. He did kill people in his Dharma bus.
Exactly. I guarantee...
Or did he kill him or did he just injure him?
We don't know. I think he did kill some of them. I guarantee Hurley will kill somebody.
In the next 5 episodes.
In the next 5 episodes.
Hmm. I have to disagree.
I say he's... I feel it. I'm feeling in my gut.
The reason I made them as simple as possible, let's clear it up, black and white. Because
or boring as possible is really, I think, the word you're trying to say.
Basically, it's a J test. I wanted to make it as black and white as possible because it's the second part of the contest, and we're still working on the first part and all that stuff. It, just to make it, there's no gray area. It's just,
so there's no arguments.
No arguments. No, we're just having fun. But next year, next season, we'll make it more difficult again because we'll have more episodes. But you only have five episodes. I didn't want, what if one question was answered and we have
to just make one question, just like differentiate just a little bit and we have 30 times?
No, we have one. Well, what if we had one question that was answered and we have 100 people win?
I don't know. All right. Okay. Good.
So, anyway, that's it. That's it. That's a contest. So, send them to this email address,
lpcontest@gmail.com.
Do not send it to Jay and Jack.
Or Lost Podcast.
Do not
or
send
LP
it.
LP Donate.
Yeah. Send it to lpcontest@gmail.com. You have till the 23rd
of April.
23rd of April, Wednesday night, to get them in. Anything on the 24th will not be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you have no excuses. You have 4 weeks, guys, to get them in there. All right? Do the best you can. We'll be grading on a curve. So
Jack's favorite type of grading.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Well, I wanted to. Well, talk about the podcast, the Merry Man.
Well, let's do it in the closing out section.
Let's do it then.
All right. If you'd like to give us a good call, give us a call 206. Oh, wait, that's our show for this Monday. Well, you'd like to give us a call? What,
you're telling me I'm boring. You can't even remember the show.
No, I saw that you're going for your notes, and I wanted to catch you off guard. Give us a call at 206-390-311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311.
Call anytime. We have lots of comments. And questions. And theories. Or you can send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's really not really enthusiastic, like I get into it.
Well, I'm just saying I thought we were doing the same, like the last one we usually do in unison.
I go Gmail.
Well, that's what your first one's Gmail, and then I say.
But even your first one wasn't right.
Whatever. Okay. Also, you can check out our website, jayandjack.com, with all important stuff related to the show, like our MySpace page or our listener forum, where you can come discuss the new episodes, discuss your theories, and stuff that isn't even about Lost in the miscellaneous section.
Yeah,
or
have
just
fun.
Talk to Jack and I in the Ask Jack, Ask Jay section, or give us show news and suggestions if you have a complaint about how much Jack's questions were boring. You can do that there, too.
Or if you have to ask Jay a question, make sure he's had enough sleep, because he will respond with a very cranky answer.
Yes. That's at lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
See, I've responded to some, and then I end up deleting it before I put them on there.
Yeah, that dude, he got me after I was awake for 25 hours. Well, I was cranky till like.
Well, someone
Thursday.
Got me, and I put it on there, and I went, nope, that's really mean. I'm going
to
delete it.
Well, see, mine actually had to leave the class, so I didn't have like time to sit there and think about it.
I typed it all out. It's like therapy, I guess. I typed it all out, and I went, I feel better. Delete.
All right.
But, you know, most of the time, we're pretty cool. Well, I am. I'm pretty cool about it. Jake is pretty snotty.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
No, anyway, our 23 and a half hour podcast so far, Friday I went to post office box, mm-hmm, and got $565 in checks.
Wow.
Total. So that was pretty cool.
So what's our grand total now?
Grand total right now is $3,825. So we're $1,175 away from the $5,000
goal
that we set after we realized we were doing pretty good. And once again, make those checks out to Autism Speaks.
Yes, and also you can send, if you want to do it electronically, through PayPal using your credit card. That's at lpdonate@gmail.com.
Right.
And that is about it.
Also,
you know, I think I've decided that I'm not going to use a separate feed. I might as well just post them on this feed that everyone knows already.
Yeah, we'll probably make
during
more
the
sense.
Break.
During the break. And we're going to do, our goal is to do one show a week.
Yeah, on Mondays.
And we've talked about doing a...
A live show maybe
Lost on TalkShoe on maybe Saturday,
yeah,
sometime maybe like a week before Lost.
Yeah, I think a week before it.
That way you guys can come in and discuss. You know, people always complain they can't get there. You know, we don't play all the calls. We don't do this. This way you guys can come on there.
Yep.
And it's up to you. You know,
yep.
We did this last time and a lot of people didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
But come on there, discuss your theories.
Yeah.
And whatever else you want to talk about, and we'll do that. Also this Saturday. At 1 o'clock Eastern Time, we're doing a Married Man podcast on TalkShoe.
Live. At 1 o'clock.
And so you can come if you're old enough.
Yes.
It's an adult podcast.
We suggest 18 and above.
Right. You know, we don't card anyone, but you know, it's an adult podcast. We do have Dale on it. And Cliff will join us this week. I think just this week, right? He joined us last week.
Yeah.
and he's going to join us again this Saturday. It's 1 p.m. Eastern time on TalkShoe.com.
All right. So we'll see you guys next Monday on the last podcast. I think I'm going to try and do like segments of the live one on Thursdays to fill in the Thursday spot.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's what we'll do.
And remember, it's all for autism. So.
Yep. All right. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.